Blog Talk Radio.
New shit, I got the new shit, the exclusive. My man Long Loke on deck. Squad life, stand up. Here we go. Long Loke, talk to him, homie.
You already know, man. Up at Smoke Radio. Drop that shit, nigga.
It's loose shit, nigga.
You already know how I'm doing it, man.
Long Loosey, man.
I got these bars for y'all niggas.
Let me show y'all niggas how to really do this, man.
Let's do it.
Hop up in the whip, I'm about to make a move. It's time to wake these niggas up, they keep on hitting snooze.
Yeah.
Out in the six, me and my niggas play by different rules.
Yeah.
We keep it G about these hoes, we get to pick and choose.
Yeah.
I want that bitch there, cause she got a fat
okay.
ass. Scoop her up like Mickey D's, speeding down the bad pan.
Yeah.
Couldn't even catch a plane, now I'm flying high class.
Yeah.
Gotta keep a lookout for them people up on my ass.
Ooh.
Why you acting like you ain't a hoe with your lying ass?
Why?
Knowing you gon' chop a nigga down for this damn bag.
Why?
Barney, why you fuck with her? Shorty got a flat ass. Who else gon' bust this drug for me? You? Shit, my bad.
My bad.
I just want the money, baby. Plus, I think it's funny how you criticize another bitch when you ain't getting nothing. Bitches let her down another bitch for fucking with a hustler. This shit might not be for you, baby, but all her bills caught up. Shit, let me watch you grab this half and make it bubble.
What
I paid your ass last time, this time I'll make it double. If somebody takes something, let me know. I'll make it trouble.
Let me
and
know.
I keep that banger on me. At that time, I ain't trying to tussle.
Ba-ba.
If you skinny and you weak, get it together. Gain some muscle. Cause I'm skinny, but I'm cut, and on my soul I can rumble. And my mother said, listen, baby, Lonnie, stay humble. It's a jungle. If you run it down their throat, don't fumble. I listen to you, mama, blow kisses to you. If you ever need something, tell me, I'll give it to you. If I ever fall off, remind me I'm a king. And I'm bound to be successful, cause it's in my fucking genes. Lately, I've been stuffing all this fucking money in my jeans.
Money.
It ain't never been a question who gon' take one for the team.
No.
Always been a dope rapper, had to wake up from a dream. Now I made this shit reality. My bars are fatality. Used to work at Arby's, 300 was my salary.
Yeah.
Every 2 weeks. Now I make that in an hour, see?
Yeah.
Take a picture of this king, add it to your gallery.
Yeah.
Take a look at my life, man, I swear this shit inspiring.
Okay.
Cuddle talking, ticket talk, battering and flowering. When I made my first 5 bands, this shit was flattering. Cause I came from nothing, on my soul I ain't fronting. Played the cards I was dealt, and on my soul I ain't bluffing. Shit, you ain't never watch your mom but the jug. When she finished, you say, mom, what's the flip?
Hey, mom,
she say, look,
flip?
If I give you $5, you supposed to make $10.
$10?
That's a flip, took the 5 and you do that shit again.
Okay.
I was taught to hustle, I just ain't know this shit at the moment.
Okay.
Don't front me shit, I don't want owe you shit, I don't want it.
Okay.
If it's worked down, I'm going for it, nah, I ain't punting.
Okay.
If your money's short, give me what you got, but I ain't fronting.
Okay.
I don't beef with niggas, I say to myself and get money.
Money.
If you try to rob me, skirt crash, you a dummy.
Bow.
You can't ball like me, cause you ass and it's funny.
Wait.
And I like my money crippin', talking all blue hunnids. If you hear this in a party, know the whole joint jumping. If you pull up on my niggas, know the whole crew dumping.
Yeah.
Killing niggas for no reason. Might as well be Donald Trumpin',
yeah.
Cause my gun for self-defense and I am not nigga hunting.
Yeah.
I got picture perfect verses for your nerves. Guy, anything I spit, you can picture it through a bird's eye. Hey, bitch, I hit acting different now when she curved, guy.
Yeah.
She don't answer calls, just text messages, one word, guy. Black Rob gon' have to contact the niggas.
Up,
record
man.
Labels gon' wanna come sign a contract with niggas.
Nah.
I gave handouts and still ain't get my arm back from niggas.
Pussy.
Recorded tracks and still ain't get my songs back from niggas.
Pussy.
Tell me what's wrong with these niggas, they are snakes. I'm about to hit my lawn with these clippers. Lately I drink all my pain away, it's all in my liver. Cause I get it from the mud, I'm a dog, how you figure, nigga?
Yeah, baby.
Up and Smoke Radio, man, live here on the Up and Smoke Radio Network. You know what I'm saying, we live. This is a special, special roundtable discussion. You understand what I'm saying? I'm going to have some distinguished guys on the panel today, some guys that I respect their visions of hip-hop, because we have some things we have to talk about here, what's going on right now, because there's a lot of shit in hip-hop that's going on now, especially in the current state of hip-hop. And what we got going on right now is a battle between Drake and Pusha T, and I want to word this the right way. It is a battle, and sometimes we get caught up in wording. People say beef. Biggie Smalls told us what beef is.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? So this is not beef. This is a battle. I'm sure when Drake sees Pusha T, he's not going to try to put him in a headlock. or anything like that. And before we do get into the main conversation, I want to let you know that I have my cousin Ryan Shotgun with me, my man Mizzy P. Mizzy P on the check. What's going on, brother? What's happening with you? Nothing. I'm waiting for the guys to come in. You know what I'm saying? But now that we're here and we had this conversation, and this is kind of a afterthought that I had on my other show, and I'm going to throw this at you real quick and say, are we becoming our parents? And what I mean by that, and what I mean by that is, you know how when Jodeci and them came out, our parents used to say, oh, man, them boys can't sing. That ain't no singing. Are we becoming that to the new generation with the guys with Kool-Aid in their hair and things like that? Are we giving these guys a real shot, or you're just saying, fuck them, I don't got no time for that bullshit?
Yes and no. I say the reason why I say yes and no is simply because they're making it hard for us to be able to like say shit. You know what I mean? And the reason why I say that is because they ain't paying no homage, and that's major, and that's why there's a gap between the bridge, in my opinion. However, some of the music is dope. Some of it is trash. I don't know, man. I personally came from the golden era, man. You know what I mean? That early 90s East Coast hip hop. So I'm spoiled. And if I don't hear something like it, or the storytelling, just like people forgot about it. You know what I mean? Like, talent, there's really not that much talent anymore. There is, but there isn't. A lot of people that don't have talent is getting a nod and shouldn't be. A lot of people that got talent isn't getting a nod. You know, so it goes both ways.
You know? Okay.
But I will say this. Hip-hop is live and well right now.
Oh, definitely. I'm going to have to agree, especially with the current state was going on. And again, I told you we're going to have a nice little panel. You know what I'm saying, going on here today. I think this is my guy right here. You know what I'm saying? Let me see if I got it right. Let me see if I got it right here. Is this him? Big Cow, what up? Is this my guy?
What's going on?
My man,
Big
Down.
Yeah, baby. was that MP breaking it down?
Yeah, he was. That's MVP on the check in.
What's poppin'?
You kind of caught us in. I'm waiting for a couple more people to call before we get into the main shit. But you kind of caught us into a conversation to where it's like, are we coming, our parents, to where it's like, remember when Jodeci and all them people came out, our parents used to say, get that shit the fuck out of here. Are we becoming that with the new hip-hop artists, or are they just trash? And we're just saying, no, I'm not fucking with people with Kool-Aid in their hands.
I wholeheartedly agree with what MP said about niggas. A lot of cats is on with zero talent. It's we're definitely not becoming our parents. Our parents said that because they didn't want to hear it. You know, it wasn't because it was bullshit. They just didn't want to hear it. So that's why it was turning that shit off, whatever was said. But today's shit, I mean, niggas that is just horrible, abysmal is getting on. Tekashi 6ix9ine, dude. Tekashi.
I truly will never understand that.
I think it's becoming.
I don't even hate on Tekashi because I mean he's just doing what he's supposed to do. You know, he's just cashing in on this fucking weak ass industry on the East Coast tip where, you know, they don't do all that, and he garnered a nice portion of that city and then other places as well. But the boy ain't saying nothing though. He's doing a lot of screaming, and people love it.
See,
chicks will abandon their kid to go fuck with him for a night or whatever it may be. Like that's, I don't know. I just don't understand this.
Look, man, I'm gonna speak my I'm gonna speak how I truly feel about that dude, man. To be honest, like, I've been out of the loop for a minute. You know what I mean? Like, I don't listen to nothing until it catches my ear. Then I just seen this crazy radical dude type of dude, you know, and that's the only way I could, like, describe him. And this is not coming from a point of hate, man. You know, this is just this radical dude. And I think the reason why he on is there's a lot of kids out there that probably feel the same way, and that's why they ride with it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Home structure.
I mean, this is definitely,
like,
this is definitely a monkey-see-monkey-do generation.
Right.
Yeah. You could have a valid point right there, because it's definitely a lot of monkey-see-monkey-do. You know how we was back in our day. Everybody was doing their own thing and was different. Not today. You fuck around and see it roll up on a crew of niggas and everybody's dressed the same. I wanted no parts of any nigga looking like me, what I had on back in the day.
Yo, I just got to listening to the Goodfellas. So Biz and AJ. You know what I mean? Like, wow.
I'm glad you even said that, because what's happening is, and just to kind of coattail off of you guys, I don't even think at this point, remember, and you're still coming from the same era that I come from, like you had to have some type of buzz, but now there's Instagram and Facebook and things of that nature, and that becomes your buzz.
That's your buzz.
If you look at Cardi B, right? Like she came up off of Love and Hip Hop. I don't know any music she's ever put out. And if I'm at a point to where if music that doesn't get to me, it's just trash, because somebody is supposed to tell me, hey, I need to check this out. If it doesn't get to me, it's trash. But I've never heard of a Cardi B. It's almost like you're taking these Instagram personalities, putting them in a room of writers, like that Catch Me Outside girl. She got a record deal. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's like, you're just putting money into these personalities that have no talent, put them in a room of writers, and we're going to be talking about some ghosts right here. We're about to heat this up. But, you know what I'm saying, but you're putting them in there, they have no skill, and they're pretty much on some, on some nah shit, like, yeah, look at us, we're trash, but we're still making money off your culture. And it's like, they're not even putting the guys that we like right now coming up, that got buzzes, like, you know, say A Boogie with the hoodie, all the younger guys out of Dave East, like, they get outshined by this new filth and new crop of so-called hip-hop, because I don't even call it that, because there's nothing about the five elements they're doing. They're just rapping.
No, it's not. It's just rapping.
No, to embark on, you know, Dave East guy, there's a lot of things I don't like about him too, but his music is fire. And there's just some, the way he moves, I don't like the way he moves. You know what I mean? But that's all.
What do you mean?
I don't like the way he moves.
Hold on. What's up? 412-708, you on the air. Is this Wes?
Yes, it is. Let's go with you.
Oh, what's going on, Wes? What's going on, Wes?
Young
Wes representing that new young representing that new NKC.
Yeah, baby.
Okay. You heard a little bit of the conversation. You want to chime in real quick? Because I did have you on hold for like 5 minutes. You know what I'm saying? While we were
yeah,
going
I
back
mean,
and forth.
I picked up a little bit of the conversation. Like, was we talking about like ghostwriters and the state of hip hop in general?
No. Hold on. Maybe we'll pick up. Go ahead and finish your bill, Patton. Mike, Lizzie Pete.
But the way he moves, man, I understand dude young. You know what I mean? I understand he's young. He's constantly in the camera, he constantly wants attention, constantly wearing tight jeans and all that. You know, I mean, I guess it's a new day and age, but his lyrics is fire, so that's what keeps me listening to him. So I could turn the other cheek on everything else about the dude. But I fucked
So you head. Said, did you say he's constantly in front of the camera?
He's constantly, it seems like he's constantly seeking attention, man. It's like a broad to me. The way he's
moving. I don't know. I mean, maybe I'm missing something.
I think you are. Check his shit out, man. It just seems like he's constantly... I don't know, man. It might just be me. I don't know.
He seems like he's mad inconspicuous. I never see him or nothing. Maybe I'm missing something. I don't know. I must be missing something.
We're saying Dave.
I don't never see
him.
I actually be feeling like where'd he go?
Yeah, I'm thinking he needs to do more.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. I'll tell you what it is. He's
like he's content. He buzzed.
He's too nice to be attention
dormant.
Seeking. That's what I'm getting at, man. He's too nice to be attention seeking. He should already have it. He shouldn't have to. And that's the problem with the 6ix9ine and all that. Like they overshadowing him with the wild shit, and that's why his shit ain't popping the way it should be.
See, but Dave East is going to last longer. Tekashi is just here and now. We won't hear nothing from him in the next year and a half. Where's them two guys that made that one song? The Lifestyle, Rich Homie Quan. Like, these guys are just hot for now. You know what I'm saying? They don't have their moment, but I think Dave East is a guy that can last the test of time, just like a J. Cole that will last the test of time, like a Kendrick that will last the test of time. Like there's a crop of MCs out there that we fuck with, but it's like the stuff that they put on the front line. It's like get that shit the fuck out of here, and you're almost trying to separate us older guys from the new generation, even though we fuck with the new generation, but just not the crop of new generation MCs that you put in our face. It's like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that may have a sense.
But shit. Well, I think the gang is here. I'm waiting for one more person, but let's get it.
Easy Money. It's about to be a surgical summer. Chop the tops off the coupes. The 488. Spider joint. And you know we gotta cut the heads off these snakes, right? Watch the body drop. Drug dealing aside, goose right in the side. Let's have a heart to heart about your pride. Even though you're multi, I see that your soul don't look alive. The M's count different when baby divides the pie. Wait, let's examine why. Your music for the past few years been angry and full of lies. I started at the home front, I'm on one. Dennis Graham, stay off the gram, bitch, I'm on one. You mentioned wedding ring like it's a bad thing. Your father walked away at five, hell of a dad thing. Marriage is something that Sandy never had, Drake. How you a winner, but she keep coming in last place. Monkey suit, Dennis, you parade him. A Steve Harvey suit, nigga, made him. Confused, always thought you weren't black enough. Afraid to grow it cause your fro wouldn't nap enough. Since you name dropped my fiance, let him know who you chose as your Beyonce. Sophie knows better as your baby mother. Cleaned her up for IG, but the stench is on her. A baby's involved, it's deeper than rap. We talking character, let me keep with the facts. You are hiding a child, let that boy come home. Deadbeat motherfucker playing border patrol. Ooh! Adonis is your son, and he deserves more than an Adidas press run. That's real. Love that baby, respect that girl. Forget she's a porn star, let her be your world. Yeah. How dare you put yay in my verses? I'm selfish, I want all of the curses. I'm pre-booking the churches, me versus three hearses. If we all go to hell, it'll be worth it. Already aligned with the greats. And on that same note, the only ones I chase are two ghosts. Still giving you classics. That's the only thing that dates me. OVO 40, hunched over like he 80. Tick, tick, tick. How much time he got, that man is? Six, six, six. I got the devil flow, nigga. Six, six, six. Surgical summer with it. Six, six, six. And you don't really want it with him. Surgical summer volume one. We gonna take this slow. We just gonna peel it back layer by layer. Yeah. Daytona. Album of the motherfucking year. You talking about you upset. Well, I want to see what it's like when you get angry, okay? You show me that. Push.
Get mad. Get mad. Told him to get mad. Get mad. Aubrey? Get mad, Aubrey? This is what the smoke. I'm going to open it up, back up the mics. To the OG of the panel, we're going to go to you first, Ken. Big Zal. One more.
What's that?
Oh.
Yo, he set the tone from the gate when his first two words were easy money. Yo, that was disrespectful right there to me. Easy money. So we didn't listen to it yet, but the boy Drake said this is going to be a cruel summer. So he came back saying it's going to be a surgical summer. He's going to cut this motherfucker all summer.
In your mind, do you think the push has some more shit in the cannon?
I mean, definitely, definitely. I don't think he even needed to pull the baby mom card and do all that to murder him with all types of shit. He was killing him without that. That was just like, oh shit, like, oh shit, that's some fighting words, like everybody on social media talking about. But he kind of paid homage early in like his second, third bars, talking about something about even though you're multi. So everybody want to throw that out there, like, oh, how much money Drake got, how much Pusha got, Drake is doing this, doing that. Motherfuckers fail to realize everybody ain't in this for the money to get rich. I mean, of course, everybody wants to get rich and blow, but some niggas is just content on a crazy buzz, having not a want in the world as far as, you know, living in their means and getting whatever they want with the money they're making. Everybody ain't trying to be the number one rapper and get
double
platinum gold, whatever the fuck it is.
I blame it on 50 Cent. I blame it on 50 Cent. And I'll say why, because we never knew. If you were dope, you were dope. That was never a conversation on how many records did the dude sell. EPMD always want gold with no radio spin, but we never gave a fuck. They were dope. They were dope.
Right.
There were guys that went dope. There was dope that only sold over under 100,000. But they, to us, they're like Mike just brought up Showbiz and AG. I'm sure that probably sold only about 350,000. But that's a classic to us. 50 Cent made that shit, putting the business out there and doing all that. You're trash because you didn't go platinum. Nobody gave a shit about who sold what until 50 Cent came into the game. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut off your bill, but I just wanted to interject that real quick.
No, not at all. You're absolutely right. I mean, it's 50, he changed the game a lot. I mean, good and bad. But, I mean, I don't think, I don't want to hear a motherfucker telling me, oh, look how much money Drake got, how many records he made that did this and did that. And that ain't got nothing to do with the shots he just took. Nobody cares. Everybody don't care about that. And what the fuck do you care? Because you ain't doing you no good being in that man's pocket telling me what he got and how much he got. And that's just
that's
me.
That's right.
I don't give a fuck
we'll
what the next
the
man
MC.
Got.
Yeah, hell yeah. We'll take it to the MC. Go ahead, Rojo. You're the MC of the panel, Rojo.
You're
the rapper of the panel. All right,
so
educate us.
All right, so here's kind of how I want to break this down. The reason why he mentioned Drake's baby and all that, because Drake was about to mention it, so he jumped in front of him and aired all that shit out to make it look even worse on him. Well, I was doing some research.
Okay.
Hold on, real quick, guys.
And that's why he mentioned that Adidas press release.
There's a 2 second delay on the mic, so just give a person when the person's done talking, just count 1, 2 in your head, because I don't want these guys to like kind of overlap each other.
As I was saying, he mentioned that because Drake was about to do a Adidas press release. That's why he also mentioned that Adidas thing in the track. And also, he did it because Drake put his wife, like his fiance, in Duppy. So at that point, it was okay, all bets are off. This is going to be no holds barred, and I'm coming for everything. And honestly, that's kind of what Drake deserves, because that's the energy he constantly puts out. Like when he's beefing with someone, he'll try to get at the girl or whatever, or try to strike low and hurt somebody's soul. So the man can't be mad when it swings back around at him.
All's fair in love and war. I don't think he's mad.
Absolutely.
Probably,
what's your take?
I'm still wondering the question. Just what's my take on Pusher's
I mean, just the take on this record. I mean, just the response just the whole shit in general. Like, I mean, just you being an artist. Just a fan of hip hop, and
what?
I mean, you called me. You know what I'm saying? You called me the day King Push came out and was like, oh, man, this shit is fucking incredible. You know what I'm saying? And then I was about to call you when I heard the Drake diss, like, hey. You know what I'm saying? And then I didn't do nothing. Then I heard the Push T. I said, I'm glad I didn't fucking call Mike, because Push the T fucking gave that guy a lyrical wedgie.
Us hip hop fans needed this. My take is this, man. The guy Drake got murdered, man. It's real simple. So there's no way around it. A lot of people are questioning why Pusha was so disrespectful, etc. A lot of people forget where hip hop came from. A lot of people forget what hip hop battling is about. He's shown the true essence of it. And now, you know, and the problem is today's society isn't ready for what Pusha has, man. And that's the problem. And another thing that I think is a shame is Pusha still ain't going to get his credit that he should have. This is the best, my opinion. And I'm not even talking about the diss. This is the best seven tracks I heard from one album in a very long time. And I'm talking maybe past a decade.
Whoa. I'm going to say like this. I'm going to build on what Big Zal was saying earlier. And those, all them people that talk like that, only thing they are doing is just caping for Drake. You know what I'm saying? When money comes into a factor, when you gotta, like, that's almost like this. If we're whipping, right? And you got more money than me, or I got more money than you, and I say, you broke ass nigga, that's when you lost the whip session. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you lost because you had to take it there. You're not witty enough to take it there. And all these people talk about some, well, Drake sold platinum. Don't nobody give a shit about that. Just like you were saying.
That's the last thing on my mind is what someone else got in their pockets when it comes to this battleship.
Yeah, pocket watching.
I want to hear how disrespectful you get. How you
exactly.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
This is what
the
balance is about.
All right.
My whole thing about
it is, here's my take on this whole pocket watching thing and, like, money in general. Imagine this for a second. Floyd get knocked out in a ring by an unknown boxer. Does that knockout not count because Floyd has more money?
Oh, shit.
Buster Douglas Mike Tyson.
Douglas Tyson, good analogy, cousin. Because we're talking about a skill set here. We're not talking about who got more money. We're talking about skill set. And the thing
exactly.
is, even the rap, didn't you have to have a skill set? Nobody came in. No, when them guys were rapping back in the day, like, they wasn't talking about, no, I got, you know, except, I got a Lincoln Continental and a brand new Cadillac, but that wasn't what it was. My whole thing about it is this. I'm going to go with Flex. And this is what I'm going to say, though, to everybody. Just relax, because it's not over for Drake. Like Flex said, our majority of his fans are in high heels and the rest of them wear sandals. You know what I mean? And those women are the ones that buy records. So he's all right. You see him caping for him now. But what's really sad is how they're treating him like a victim. Oh, Pusha T went too hard. Did Tupac go too hard when he said the fucking Prodigy had sickle cell anemia? And so one of your niggas is going to die?
Nope.
Right.
But I hated
it. Did Jay-Z go too far when he said how he had condoms on the baby seat?
Still hate his guts.
we were supposed to talk about that last week.
like, how come everybody's caping for him? Even he's like, we're so suckerish on behind the scenes. They got the, I mean, let's not even talk about the picture. You know what I'm saying? Just him and Blackface.
But look,
you know what I'm saying?
This is my take on Drake, man. Like, I never liked him from the jump. So I never really got a chance to listen to his music because I really didn't care to listen to it until someone threw it in my face. I'm like, listen to him. Oh, he's nice. You got to listen to him. And I went ahead and listened to him. He had some bars. He was decent. But it just wasn't my cup of tea, man. And then the problem is you have, like you said, the women, and he's – I don't want to say the wrong thing. You know what I'm saying?
No, the guys that wear sandals, like open toe sandals. Like
He is not.
Guys that wear like
hemp. He's a fraud, man.
Hemp sandals,
man. If he would have came out and just, you know, been himself, you know, and said, you know, I'm from know, somewhere nice, and, you know, this and that. I've never had a rough life, and, you know, I just like to make music, and, you know, then that's a different thing, man. But he up here shadow boxing like he's great, and to be great, you have to come from the pain, man. You got to come from the struggle, man. Because if you don't, I don't know if you're great. You could just be good. You know what I'm saying? To me, you got to come from the struggle, man. And that's what hip hop to me is about, man. Hip hop to me is you got to come from the bottom, man. You know, it came from the streets, man. And that's where it's gonna end. Like it seemed like Drake's type, quote unquote, is trying to take this from us. That's why this is a victory for me. I don't know about you, but this is a victory to me. No.
Now, I agree exactly. This is a symbolic victory, but this shit's been taken from us long before Drake. The industry been took it from us.
Drake was part of it, my opinion.
No, Drake is an
Drake
effect.
A lot.
Is the effect. The cause was the industry in general, that they seen it was lucrative. Corporate America seen that this shit was lucrative and took it.
Yeah, I see that.
My thing is this. King Push, I think that he set Drake up. What was the first diss record? Infrared. He kind of tapped him.
Yeah.
He just tapped him on there. And Drake came back and blew his load. And then King Push said, "Is that all you got?" And I think now Drake is, they're going to do damage control. I think that he's going to try to bail Biv DeVoe out of this one. He's going to try to come up with a hit record and try to just forget this never happened. Mm-hmm. I don't see him coming back.
And then a lot of people will say the internet beat Drake, et cetera, et cetera. I'm going to cut that off early because simply Pusha put so many factors and said so many things. He set the internet up to be able to destroy him even more. People don't understand, like, the mind frame that Pusha put out to the world.
I'm going to tell you at this, Big Zal. Did this battle stay with Drake for the rest of his career, sort of like Ether stays with Jay-Z? He's still the guy. But that Ether always comes up. Will this song stay with Drake for the rest of his career?
It's definitely going to follow him. Definitely going to follow him. People will always bring that up, but it's not going to hinder him. Stop his money.
I'm just saying he's scarred though. He got a scar in his face. He got that box cutter. He got that buck fifty scar in his face.
Yeah, he got a $1.50
yeah.
on his face for sure. For sure. And I don't see him having anything to come back. I don't see him having anything to come back and hit a home run the way Pusha did. At all.
And I mean,
he might gracefully just walk away and not even address it anymore.
Oh no, he's gonna make a song with Rihanna and just ignore him.
and then we're gonna see how they ran into each other and they worked it out. That's what's gonna come. Drake's
well,
people
he's
reach
already
out.
Putting
out
I
don't
he's
know.
Trying to damage
I mean,
control
just,
this.
I'm gonna say like this though. This is deeper than this, because Push has been picking on these guys for close to a decade. And it all stems from what happened to that boy. And remember how Push is coming on saying, "Hey, I was telling you this a long time ago that Baby wasn't paying those niggas. You signed to a nigga mm-hmm. that signed to a nigga that signed to a nigga." You know what I'm saying? So it's like Push definitely got the one up on him. And the thing is, Push got that Kanye plug. So you don't think that Kim Kardashian doesn't know all the little gossip that goes on in Hollywood, that he can just pull Drake's card all the time, just like he just did? I think Drake is just going to try to try to do a collaboration with Rihanna, you know what I'm saying, and just act like this didn't happen, because really the damage, what he's really facing is the blackface picture. You know what I'm saying? That's really, you know, and everybody knows it's a real picture. It's not Photoshopped, and it's like, wait a minute. Were you cooning? You know what I'm saying? Were you up for buffooning? You know what I'm saying? Like, and then he came up with a statement and saying, oh, this is for some other shit, but we don't, I ain't never heard no Drake and his music, which I don't hear a lot of him talking about the black struggle. You know what I mean? And I think that it'll be fine because the machine that's behind Drake is bigger than the machine that's behind Pusha. Almost has to win.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But here's my thing. Like, yeah, the cooning and buffooning is a big part of this, but the home run was the kid. The fact that he, the fact that we found out about the kid this way
before the rollout
is a stain on Drake's, is a stain on Drake's career, and that's always going to be brought back because a lot of shit that people said, the fans blew over. Ghostwriting, fans blew over. Him getting pissed on, fans blew over. Him getting robbed, fans blew over. But they're not blowing this one over.
Uh-huh.
And this is what's going to stick
is,
with him.
And this is what I'm going to throw. I'm going to throw this because again, I said Drake's majority of his fans are in high heels. So therefore, I think some of these chicks would say, okay, you know, fuck out of here, Drake. You a deadbeat. And you know how Drake, he makes some songs and shit talking about how he likes the girls, the single baby moms, and he send girls to college and shit like that. Big Zal, you think this will affect his female fan base a little bit just because he ended up being some
very,
type of deadbeat dad behind the scenes?
Very, very minutely, I think. Very minutely. And you'll have some people saying, oh, I don't fuck with him no more, but I like his music. Stupid shit like that. Oxymoron shit like that. I don't fuck with him no more, but
right.
I like his music. You know, that's
right.
What they're going to say. Shit like that. Shit like that. But,
Or just,
yeah,
just shout out. I don't give a fuck. He can have me. He can get me pregnant. Fuck it. It's Drake.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, I think this is going to have more of a Chris Brown effect where it's going to affect him right now, but he's going to bounce back in about a year.
Say less than that.
Maybe
he's going to have a hit.
Yeah.
I mean, if he makes a good
that.
Record, I think everybody would.
I'm not a
I
fan.
Us on the panel won't forget to push your teeth, dice them up. But we're talking about
ever.
The mainstream sheeple idiots that just, they don't search for music, and they just like the concept of Drake, not him as a person. Maybe Petey's still with us.
I'm here, bro. I'm here.
I mean, me personally, I think his first real L came from Joe Budden, though. But a lot of people don't even talk about that because it's so swept under the rug. So this may stick with him for a little bit, but it's going to get swept under the rug as well.
Now I'm going to tell you the truth. Now, I like what Joe Budden did. He barred them to death. But Drake simply won by ignoring him and giving him a text message and said, I'll give you $10,000 if you come with three more. That's probably the greatest response ever to me. I have to give it to Aubrey for that one.
You see,
I mean,
I can't because he only played that card because he was scared to rap with Budden. But then sent a shot at him a year later after Budden retired.
I would think that he would be afraid to rhyme with King pushed him Budden. What do you guys say on the panel? I would be, like, put yourself as an MC. Who would you rather rap against, Joe Budden or King Push? Big Zal, holler at me.
I would say Push. I'm going to go for Push. I know that's what Budden does. So I'd rather take my chances against Push.
After hearing this latest shit, I'm gonna take my chances with Bud.
So you mean
personally?
Yeah.
I want to go with Push because I know he only took it that far because Drake likes low blows, and Drake made a low blow. But lyrically, on the other hand, if it's just a lyrical contest, I would go with Push before I go for Button.
Reason why I said Button, Button fumbles every now and then.
I think the Button sometimes can't pick the proper beat. And that's where he loses me.
And he has issues. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, he just can't. I mean, if you don't have an ear, you know what I'm saying, Joe will lose you without the proper beat. You know what I mean? I think Joe's production will probably make. I think that with the Kanye, can you imagine how many throwaway beats that Push got just laying around that Kanye just doesn't use, and he can just get on that shit and tear some shit up? I mean, this is not a debate. I'm just putting it out there. But okay, let me throw it around here. We've got about 10 minutes left. I'm gonna go with the OG first. Where does this King Push? Hold on, where is this battle rate in your top 10 battles of all time?
Oh, come on. You said 10.
Yeah,
damn.
Yeah, that's tough. That's tough. 5.
Oh, man.
You know,
no.
give me your most recent from 2000 to now. You know what I mean? I don't want you to be like, yo, Mo D verse. You know what I'm saying? Fucking, you know what I mean? You got to go back that far. You know what I'm saying? But, you know,
I can't even really answer that on such, like, putting on the spot.
Short notice, something you have to think about.
I mean, yeah, that's something I have to sit and think about. Like, we'll have to check, mm-hmm. touch that on another segment.
We'll have to do an afterthought
on
the show.
Like, because, you know, number one for me is going to be Jay-Z and Nas.
Of course.
And then, you know, Beanie Siegel and Jadakiss and the whole D-Block.
I don't know so far.
I don't even know if Push would be in my top five if I sat and broke it down. I don't even know. As bad as he did, Drake, I mean, I don't know.
And that's where I'm kind of getting to. I need people to relax and quit trying to put this all away, all high up on a damn list. It's a what have you done for me lately
no.
type of thing. And we're all hyped because we haven't got this energy in a long time in hip hop. And it's like, just calm down. There's a lot of battles that you come for this.
And
I'm saying contemporary battles. Like present.
And Mike touched. He was talking about something earlier, and he said
mm-hmm.
how the people forgot. You know, I forgot what it was he was saying that the people forgot. But I don't think they forgot anything. I just don't think they know. They don't know. A lot of the people were arguing with about this stuff and debating. They don't know. They don't know the history.
That's right.
So therefore, I stay out of a lot. I don't even touch a lot of posts and stuff when people be going at it because they don't know the history. They ain't been listening from day one. They don't know. I'm not even getting into it with this clown.
Yeah, because again, and it's almost like toward the beginning. I don't like the disrespect, but a lot of these guys do not know who the fuck Biggie Smalls is. They were probably like 4 years old when Juicy was out.
Yeah, that is true.
But I am not, and to add on what you said, I'm not willing, you're not qualified to talk about hip-hop to me.
Mm-mm. A lot of people.
You're just not qualified, and I'm not, just like you said, willing to mentally massage even having a back and forth with you if your top five starts with Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
I mean, let me take that a step further. If Lil Wayne is old school to you, I can't talk to you.
Waka Flocka Flame is your OG? Nah. See, you know, and...
like, Soulja Boy's the big homie for you? Nah.
Nah. But it's cool
to have a
discussion, but if people are not willing to learn when they say, oh, fuck that shit, because you do have a generation, like I said, to do, excuse me, pay homage to elders. There's some down south guys that are Scarface heavy. There's some West Coast guys that fuck with Snoop or E-40 or something, and they still pay homage, but this guy that just show total utter disrespect. So it's just like, I think it's kind of an ageism, and if you don't want to know about anything you're into, then you're just a simple motherfucker, and I just can't respect you on the microphone or even in the culture, because my thing about this would be, if any culture, you have to do your history of that culture. If you want to study African sciences, you have to go back and hopefully you can go to the motherland and study the shit. You know what I'm saying? Take a pilgrimage to the Bronx or something like that. If you're not willing to do that, I have to leave these guys at the table, and we'll just eat the meat and spit out the bone. You know what I'm saying? Say, you know, I'll fuck with this guy, you get out of here. Because if we let the culture go, there won't be no more. If we stop speaking up and say, you know what, fuck that, it'll be just the way R&B did. Because there ain't no more R&B. There ain't no more.
Yeah, that's
if you really
yeah.
look at
it's
it, if you really, really look at it, if you really, really look at it, there ain't no niggas that's really, or women that's really singing auto-tunes and shit like that. Or they're just like singing, rapping. They're not like singing. And if we stop.
Yeah.
Go ahead, OG. My bad. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, Drake is the new R&B.
It's the future, like, it's the fusion, and that's what's going on right now. And I can say like this, we just, we can have discussions like this and speak amongst ourselves and put this energy out in the ether, because it's to show that we still care about the culture. We ain't mad, we glad, and I think that Drake will be all right, but this is good for hip-hop. I don't like the caping for him and everything, but this is a battle, and this is what it is, and I think that we just live in a society that is so goddamn motherfucking sensitive, you can't even say shit, and it's like, now his feelings are hurting shit, but this is a battle. I'm going to take it around the panel. Any last words, I'll start with the OG, and I appreciate you for tuning in to Up and Smoke Radio, OG. Big Zal, holler at me.
No, I ain't got much to say about that battle.
I mean, just
it wasn't. I think it got a lot of hype. It got a lot of hype just because of the disrespect he put out there. But I definitely want to do this again with the top 10, top 5 battles of all time. Definitely want to do
oh,
that.
Oh, definitely. We'll definitely have
definitely
that.
Something you got to go back on. I wish
we'll
Chris Clay would have came on.
Yeah, I shot him a text. I don't know if he's watching the game or whatever, but. At the end of the
yeah,
day, I'll chop it up with you guys and make sure I'll know what your schedule is out. When everybody's free, when they can sit down and just chop it up. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
That's perfect.
Yeah. Okay. No
Any
doubt.
Day.
Again, man. And again, thanks for tuning in. Whoa, what's going on? What you got? Who you battling? I know you got a battle coming up. You about to run down on somebody and just battle them for no reason. You got some music coming out. And nobody even rapping. Here you go.
Well,
like bar.
Yeah. Well, honestly, I do got some features I'm working on. But other than that, I got to, like, I'm working on a new mixtape with Reno, too, as soon as I can get him off his ass. Like, we're working on a new mixtape. And did y'all peep that new Will Smith freestyle, though? Just on a side note.
Mm-hmm. Will Smith?
What you said?
Yeah.
Why would we?
What the fuck?
Right. Thank you.
I mean, that shit threw me off. He came out.
I'm going to mute your mic real quick, sir. I have to mute your mic.
Yeah.
Real quick, though. I forgot to ask my man, how can we get in contact you, all the people out there, Big Val, Instagram, you know, same Twitter, whatever, all the listeners out there.
Big Val,
I'll probably put this out for real quick. My man. Whoa, no. Don't ever bring up getting jiggy with it, Willie, on this network. How can the people get in contact with you, big guy?
Facebook.com/RojoInferno. IG and Twitter as well, /RojoInferno. If y'all need to know how to spell that, RojoInferno.
There you go. Mizzy P, Wild Shotgun with me the whole way on the three-way. That's a big three, y'all. You know what I'm saying? We're definitely going to have that top 10 battle conversation and our Wall of Fame battle that we had. I mean, our Wall of Fame discussion that we had. I'm going to bust it up with him. Probably call him up tomorrow because we had a conversation, okay? There's Mount Rushmore, okay? Then it goes your top five. Then it goes Hall of Fame. So your Mount Rushmore, these are the guys that cannot be touched. They'll never leave. Then you go to your top five, then Hall of Fame. And your Hall of Fame, what we come up with? Was it 15? Your Mount Rushmore is five. Your Mount Rushmore is five. Your top five is five. And then you got 15 in the Hall of Fame. So that's 25 MCs of all together.
Hmm.
Did you get the concept of it, though?
Kind of. We'll talk. You said you call me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We'll definitely talk.
I'm going to see what y'all know about this, though. You know what I mean? But this is something jazzy. And, get your list together, too. Get your list together. Your top, what was it, the top five battles out?
Top ten.
Yeah, top five.
Let's go five.
Top five battles? Yeah, ten is going to get watered down.
Okay, yeah, top five battles.
What's up with my boy Conway?
No, we're talking about on record battles, right? Not actual battles, but on wax battles.
Battles, you know.
Battles.
Jadakiss. Dean.
Doesn't matter if
Jay-Z,
it happened on a fucking cruise
thing. You know.
Oh, Conway and Westside Gunn. Those are still my guys. The guys from Buffalo, but I ain't heard nothing lately.
Oh man. Oh, they still putting it out like water. Be out.
I suggest y'all to Google those guys from Buffalo, New York, putting it on the map for them. Signed to Eminem. I think they're signed to Eminem, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Shady Records.
Yes, sir. Yeah, check them out. But I'm going to hit y'all with a classic real quick.
The illest beat.
The
illest
beat.
Yep.
The original.
Yeah. Never heard that original.
Yeah, that's the that's the original. That's the original shit. But again, thank y'all for coming through. I'm gonna end the show. I'll send you in some audio probably tomorrow or something, so you can hear yourself and sounding crisp on the microphone. And again, I appreciate you, and I'm gonna leave you with the
I got the new shit, the exclusive. My man Long Loke on deck. Squad life, stand up. Here we go. Long Loke, talk to him, homie.
You already know, man. Up and Smoke Radio. Drop that shit, nigga.
It's loose shit, nigga.
You already know how I'm doing it, man.
Long Loke, man.
I got these bars for y'all, nigga.
Let me show y'all niggas how to really do this, man.
Let's do
yeah.
it.
Hop up in the whip, I'm about to make a move. It's time to wake these niggas up, they keep on hitting snooze.
Yeah.
Out in the six, me and my niggas play by different rules.
Yeah.
We keep it G about these hoes, we get to pick and choose.
Yeah.
I want that bitch there, cause she got a fat
okay.
ass. Scoop her up like Mickey D's, speeding down the bad pad. Couldn't even catch a plane, now I'm flying high class.
Yeah.
Gotta keep a lookout for them people up on my ass. Why you acting like you ain't a hoe with your lying ass?
Why?
Knowing you gon' chop a nigga down for this damn bag. Bonnie, why you fuck with her? Shorty got a flat ass, who else gon' bust this drug for me? You shit,
my bad.
I just want the money, baby. Plus, I think it's funny how you criticize another bitch when you ain't getting nothing. Bitches let her down another bitch for fucking with a hustler. This shit might not be for you, baby, but all her bills caught up. Shit, let me watch you grab this half and make it bubble. When I paid your ass last time, this time I'll make it double. If somebody takes something, let me know, I'll make it trouble. And
know.
I keep that banger on me, at that time I ain't trying to tussle.
Bye-bye.
If you skinny and you weak, get it together, gain some muscle. Cause I'm skinny, but I'm cut, and on my soul I can rumble. And my mother said, listen baby, Lonnie, stay humble. It's a jungle, if you run it down their throat, don't fumble. I listen to you, mama, blow kisses to you. If you ever need something, tell me, I'll give it to you. If I ever fall off, remind me I'm a king. And I'm bound to be successful, cause it's in my fucking genes. Lately I've been stuffing all this fucking money in my jeans.
Money.
It ain't never been a question who gon' take one for the team.
No.
Always been a